The question today is, what do you believe about the experience a person has when they say they died and went to heaven and then came back? Well, let me just read you what one man did, first of all, and then I'll give you some illustrations and some things about what I believe about that. One man that actually died and went to heaven was Paul. Now, I don't know exactly when this was exactly, but the Bible says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 1. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. In other words, Paul was talking about himself, probably, from all indication, when he was stoned and left for dead at Lystra. He had an out-of-the-body experience and was transported into heaven. Because he said such a one caught up to the third heaven. Now, he didn't say it was him, but it was him, is who it was. And then he says, and he said he was caught to the third heaven, and then he said, I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which is not lawful for a man to utter. Now, as we think about that, that puts the paradise now in the third heaven. I've spoke about this before when Jesus told the thief on the cross, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. That paradise was in the heart of the earth because Jesus, Matthew 12:30, says that he went into the heart of the earth as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish. Even so must the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Now, he didn't go to the burning compartment. He paid our hell while hanging on the cross of Calvary in that three-hour period of time by a miracle of God that I don't understand and can't explain. But he went down into the paradise with the thief, and he led captivity captive, and he emptied paradise out of the heart of the earth, and he carried it into the third heaven. So Paul said, here at this time, this man that he spoke about, it was himself. He, whether in the body or out, he said, I just really can't tell what all went on, but I saw some things wasn't lawful for me to utter. In other words, I saw, and he went to heaven. He went to the third heaven. He went to paradise. He saw some things, but he said, it's not lawful for me to utter. In other words, here's a man who wrote, I believe, 14 books of the Bible. No, he wrote 13. I believe he's responsible, the human instrument God used to pin down Hebrews, which is the 14th. And that's half of the New Testament. It may not be half in length, but it's still half of the New Testament as far as books is concerned, right at it. So, and the thing about it is, he said it was unlawful for me to tell what I saw when I went to heaven. So, what do we have today? People are saying, I died, I went to heaven. And then they begin to talk about what they saw when they come back. Folks, I want to tell you, that's a dangerous thing. Because most everybody who does that is so sure that they're saved and that what they're basing their assurances upon is that revelation that they had, that vision that they say they had. Now, I don't doubt that they saw something. Most of them will say they saw a big bright light. And folks, the Bible says this in 2 Corinthians chapter number 14, verse number 11, when it's talking about chapter 11, verse 14. Excuse me, I have the wrong verse there. Chapter 11, verse 14, and no marvel. Talking about false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. In other words, he's a false light. And that's what he tries to do with people here. He'll try to give you a little enlightenment to pull you off on the side road. It'd be like I use illustration sometime. You can take a 10 cell, a 10 battery flashlight, and it's got a pretty bright light to go coon hunting by, but it will eventually run down. And the devil can shine something on you and make you think that's from God, but I want to tell you, it will run down. It will leave you, and especially if you're depending on something that's not the Lord, who is the light of the world, then you're going to die and go to hell. So there's many are going to depend on some experience they had that doesn't match up with Scripture. And so, therefore, they always tell what they saw. I've talked to several who've had this, and they've heard voices that assured them that their name's written in the book of life and this thing and that thing. And yet, folks, I want to tell you, it's a dangerous thing. Most everyone who tell that, if you'll look at their life, It's not one who's a faithful church member. I'm talking about where truth is preached and practiced. I know of one back years ago told me his illustration. He was having some tests run and he died. And he went to heaven, he said, and he saw his mama and his daddy, and he saw his mama-in-law and his daddy-in-law. From what I understand about them, they wasn't there. From what, I didn't know them, but from what I understand, they wasn't there. And when he come back, said he got mad at the nurse for bringing him back because he wanted to stay. Folks, I'll tell you, I believe the first one that you'll want to see and the first one you will see will be Jesus, not mom and daddy or some others. I'm talking about when you get to heaven. I really believe that. And yet every one of these people that I've talked to have not been faithful in a church that preached and practiced truth. That individual that I just mentioned about had that experience of seeing his mama and his dad-in-law and whatnot, he actually went to a church part-time. He didn't go regular. He might have went every so often on a Sunday morning. And the church believes and works for salvation because they believe you can lose your salvation. Now, if you believe you can lose your salvation, that means you're depending on works to get it and works to keep it. And that's not true. Salvation is of the Lord. So these people don't even have a good testimony. They don't even have a good relationship showing forth in their lives by your fruit, your known type situation. And yet they're so sure now they're going to heaven because of that experience. If you're looking for an experience, I want to tell you the devil will give you one. Now you need an experience with the Lord. But if your experience don't match up with the book, you better examine it and you better chunk it. And you better allow God to finish a work in your heart. Because you see, if God wouldn't allow Paul to tell it, he said it's not lawful for me to utter this. If he wouldn't allow him to tell the experience that he had being the saint of God he was and the man of God he was, I want to tell you, he wouldn't allow you to tell it. He wouldn't allow you to tell it if you really went to heaven. And so these who usually tell this are just are leading people astray. I remember a woman back years ago and I dealt with one time, and she said she was in the olden days, she was in a meeting in a certain church, and I could call the name of the church, but I'll not do that. But she was in this revival meeting in a Baptist church where supposedly truth was supposed to be preached and practiced. It used to be more so than it is now. But still, her husband had died, and she was afraid of storms, and she was afraid during that time. And as a result, she went to that meeting, and there's a storm coming up. And on the way home from that meeting that night, she got out on her back porch. The storm was coming out up, and she said she was expressing, I guess, her fear or something, and even maybe trying to do it to the Lord. But she said all at once, an angel touched her elbow, and she said, "I've not been bothered by storms anymore." And she had a peaceful contentment with her salvation experience. And yet, there's many things that she said that didn't match up to the book I talked to her sometime. She didn't understand what real salvation was. Folks, I want to tell you, God don't touch you on the arm. He touches you in the heart. That's where He touches you. And He doesn't send an angel to touch you. I mean, Cornelius prayed in Acts chapter 10, and the angel didn't come and touch him, but an angel showed up. And when the angel showed up, and this, is, by the way, was before the Word of God was written. Now He speaks to us by His Son, Hebrews said. But still, the angel showed up not to touch him, but just said, "Thy prayers have been heard," and said, "You go do this, this, and this. Go get Peter. Let him come preach the gospel to you." See, you've got to have a human instrument to preach to you. You've got to have that. And so as a result, He sent some servants over to get Peter. Peter came, preached the gospel, and he's saved. But the angel didn't touch him. He didn't want the angel to touch him. He wanted the truth of that. What you need to do is allow God to complete a finished work of Holy Ghost conviction in your heart and bring you into that place that you might be really, in other words, it'll be an experience, but it'll be a work of God done. See, the Bible said in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, "Our gospel came not in word only, but also in power and the Holy Ghost and much assurance." We're living in a day when a lot of people don't have assurance, and they're looking for some kind of extra biblical experience with some angel or some voice, which is really a demon that's giving you that. Comes from the devil, giving you the assurance. And that's not where it's at. The Bible said the Spirit Himself bears witness with, in other words, He doesn't bear witness with your spirit. My spirit don't bear witness with yours, as many people say, but the Spirit Himself bears witness with my spirit that I I am a child of God, because he lives on the inside. And the Bible said when the gospel comes, I'm talking about the true gospel of the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means that's going to have to be a sanctifying work of the Spirit done. Then it says it comes in power. That means God's got to work it in you, and it's got to be saving power that brings you to that place. And it's in the Holy Ghost in the sense that he does that complete work in all three areas of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And the Bible said you're going to have much assurance. Much assurance. And you don't need angels to tell you anything. Because if you do, if you're looking for something, the devil will give you one, and it won't be an angel. And he'll lock you into some false profession due to that experience, and will cause you to hold on to that and not be faithful to hit under the gospel. And every time anybody, preacher, ever tries to warn you about it, if they warn you about it, you'll discount that preacher and hold on to your false experience. But I want to tell you, it'll be like a rotten cornstalk one day when God swings you over hell, and you'll drop in it because those experiences just don't hold water. So the next time you hear somebody telling about dying and going to heaven, and they tell about it, you tell them, why? How come God wouldn't let Paul tell about it? You better try the spirits, because it could be, and it is, a wrong spirit leading you that way. If God wouldn't allow Paul to tell it, he wouldn't allow you to tell it. In other words, you wouldn't tell that. And so there's deception. The heart's deceitful and above all things and desperately wicked. And that's what happens. And the devil works on that and gives people those false assurance. But when the gospel comes, there's much assurance. In other words, much assurance forever, Isaiah 32:17 said. And so therefore, what do you believe about the experience a person has when they say they died and went to heaven and then came back? I'll say what the Scripture said. Paul said he was caught up, and I believe it was him, caught up to the third heaven, to paradise. And yet he saw things, but he said, it's not lawful for me to utter it. God wouldn't allow him to tell it. So therefore, when you see things like that, and you tell it, and hold on to that for your experience of salvation, you're holding on to false security. You're holding on to something that doesn't match the Word of God. Folks, it's kind of like me, and the reason I tell you this, it's kind of like if there's a rattlesnake being outside your front door, and I didn't tell you about it, then I'd be a sorry lot to let you get bit and let you not know the truth about that rattlesnake bit. And that's why I stand where I stand, not trying to build a dynasty, not trying to build an empire, just trying to get the gospel out to that one that might genuinely come clean, get out from under that false profession, and be saved before it's everlastingly too late. May the Lord help us. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.